the sin bearing. You think about what sin is. It's the transgression of the soul. It's not just what we do. It's who we are. And our Lord Jesus Christ suffered the guilt. He didn't become a sinner. There wasn't sin put in him. Here Isaiah says that the chastisement of our peace was upon him. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. It's like in the Old Testament by those high priests putting their hand on that blameless lamb did not make the lamb now sinful. There was a transference of guilt that lamb should die in the place of those that the lamb represented. So he shall see the travail of his soul in verse 11. God the Father see the travail of the soul and shall be satisfied. There was satisfaction to be had by a holy God. Now here's the good news for any for whom Christ paid the debt, because when he finished the work, it was finished. That's good news to a sinner. If in any part this depended upon me to complete, like you hear people preaching today, well, Christ, they laid the down payment. And now it's up to you to finish it. You have to do this or you have to do that. Thankfully, it's not so. Even if the Lord would say, I've done everything I can, now it's up to you to believe, there would be no salvation. So his government and peace upon his people, for whom Christ has done the work, there shall be no end. And upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. Let's talk about the throne of David. It's not talking about a physical throne in Jerusalem, because that wouldn't be forever. Let's talk about that seed that was promised David, who has now come, lived, died, rose again, established that throne with judgment and with justice. You see those words? That means he worked it out in a body. He earned and established that righteousness necessary for God to be just. And when he rose again, the apostle Peter said there on the day of Pentecost, that was the fulfillment of that promise that God would raise up his seed to sit on David's throne. Where's Christ seated today? He's in heaven. He's seated at the right hand of the majesty on high. In the Old Testament, the priests could never sit down. The work was never done. It was just a temporary atonement or forgiving or forbearing until Christ paid the debt. And when he finished it, he sat down. That means the work's finished. The work is finished. And it says, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. There was no question that when Christ came, this would be the work that he would accomplish. When Christ was in the synagogue there in Luke 4, when he read the scriptures and said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears and your hearing, they marveled at his words. I've likened it to someone that writes a book. And these days, when someone writes a book, they have to go back and read it in their own words. And it has an impressive sound to it when you hear this being read by the very one that wrote it. People are impressed with men's words. But when the Lord Jesus Christ was on this earth and he spoke, it wasn't random. He never spoke a word but which was from a heart of wisdom to teach wisdom to those that he came to save. That's why I said he spoke in parables. It wasn't for everybody. But men were impressed with how he spoke and how he referred to the scriptures and interpreted them. And yet, they were left to their own darkness. Because it's not just hearing this word. It's not just memorizing it. But it's hearing the voice of the very author himself. That as we read, and as I preach from this, that it be the Lord teaching us. Many times, even as I'm preaching, I'm praying, Lord, be my teacher. Open my mouth and fill it. That all of us together, I'm not above anyone here, all of us together as needy sinners hear his voice. Because in his teaching, from his heart, is true wisdom and knowledge.